This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado saw its second avalanche death so far this winter on Sunday afternoon. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the slide happened outside of Crested Butte, where avalanche danger is elevated.
The slide was in an area near Ohio Peak, known locally as the Playground. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says after the avalanche buried the man, his skiing partners were able to dig him out, but he died of his injuries. Colorado consistently has more avalanche deaths than any other state, including 12 last winter. Authorities urge people to check the avalanche forecast before venturing into the backcountry. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Ballots to vote in the presidential primary in Colorado will arrive in mailboxes soon, and you'll want to pay close attention to your ballot. For example, there are 9 candidates on the Republican ballot, but some, like Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis, have dropped out, so a vote for them would not count. And on the Democratic ballot, there's the choice of non-committed delegate.
It's sort of a none of the above option. Voters are basically saying, I don't really like any of these options, so I just want our delegate at the Democratic National Convention to choose whomever they want.
That's CPR's Steph Rivera. Ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th. And speaking of, we are waiting to hear what the U.S. Supreme Court will decide when it comes to Colorado's attempt to exclude Donald Trump from its presidential ballot.
The justices seem skeptical of the lawyers arguing that